All right, you got it on KHUM, and we are about 36 minutes after 8 o'clock. I've got Doug with me from the National Weather Service office there on Woodley Island. And it looks like we've got some rain coming by Friday night into Saturday. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We might see a little bit more light rain later today and into this evening, but, you know, similar to last night, if anything, it's going to be less than what we saw last night. And last night we had, some of the higher elevations saw like an inch up in Del Norte County, and most of the lower elevation sites just had just a quarter inch or less. Not really much that I saw in the rain gauges across southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino. I think I saw maybe a few hundreds there in some of the gauges.
Okay, I guess the exciting thing is that this one, the system that's coming Friday night into Saturday, looks like it says heavy rain.
Yeah, I think we'll see a period there of some moderate to heavy rain as the front comes through. And the current timing on it, still a little sketchy. I don't think it will come in faster. If anything, though, the south winds ramping up in advance of it should dry us out some there during the night on Friday. And if anything, Del Norte County might see some precip, and we might see some on and off shower activity as we get into what I call the warm sector of the storm, and during the night on Friday. But it looks like it's going to get pretty doggone breezy in advance of it. Especially over the higher elevation, some of the ridge sites really, really howl when we see a front like this come through. We might see some gusts of 40 miles an hour there, here in the lowlands, and especially over the coastal waters where we have a gale watch in effect. And with the front, looks like it will come through in the morning on Friday, which I think will be the period when we'll see our heaviest rainfall rates. I would say widespread amounts of half an inch to maybe three quarters, and then perhaps a couple of inches over some of the more orographically favored locations that typically see more rain. Like I said last night,
like Honeydew.
Oh yeah, Honeydew. The King Range. With this southwest flow pattern, it the orographics are really good for those sites to see good rainfall amounts.
The big question is: is this spelling good news for the drought conditions we've been having, or is this maybe just a one-off system?
It's kind of a drop in the bucket, really compared to how dry we've been. I mean, this is probably the driest I've seen it in the 16, 17 years I've been here. Uh-huh. In fact, I was here working the last week of December here, and I figured I was almost expecting some really stormy weather, and it was about as quiet. It was almost like summer, with some of the higher elevation sites, in the lower to mid 70s, and fog and low cloud on the coast. So it's been really, really a strange, anomalously dry a pattern for us. I know, even though I think on Sunday I saw some smoke, it was actually sunny.
From the fires, yeah.
Smoke. Yeah, there was a fire that was out near Berry Summit, and I was like, wow, this is, like I said, it's almost like summer with this mean ridge that's been parked over us.
Is there any sign of that high pressure ridge breaking down at all to let the normal weather pattern establish?
Yeah, well, no. In short, no. It looks as though the ridge and the offshore flow is going to come back here next week, and it's probably going to be around through most of next week. The longer range models are continuing to indicate this blocked flow pattern to redevelop over us after this series of, I would say, mostly light rain events, and the strongest in the series, as we were just talking about, comes through on Saturday. And then after that, precipitation winds down there through the day on Sunday, and then we get right back into this blocky, ridgy, stable flow come next week, and it just holds through pretty much all of next week. After that, it just, like I said, the models are showing some shifting in the ridge axis, but it's really hard to say. And I know the Climate Prediction Center is calling for, you know, equal chances of above or below normal precipitation. So it's not looking very promising at this point to see a really wet flow pattern here developing here in the next week or so, and for us to get at least close to normal. I know for, like, right here in Eureka, at least last week when I was looking at the numbers, they were we were 70% below normal, and so it's gonna take a lot more in the way of a precip, you know, at least, you know, consistent precipitation events for us to get anywhere near normal.
So 70% below normal. That, how many in inches? How shy are we at this point?
Oh, okay, good question. Let's see here. Let me actually take a quick peek at it. I have to pull up the report. Okay, yeah, so our total for the season right now is 5.39 inches, and normal, which is kind of, I guess you can consider that an average, it's 18.85. And
wow,
this is the time of year where we actually do receive most of that. You know, December into January is typically our wettest months. And, that comes out to 29% of normal. And then last year, at this time, we were actually 20.96 inches of rain. So, yeah, we're running.
So are the folks at the National Weather Service using the word drought yet?
I think we've kind of been in that, and I don't know if it's considered extreme yet. You know, I haven't looked too closely at some of the guys that actually study this stuff. But, yeah, I think we are. You know, and I think it has to extend for a longer period of time before they actually start putting us in the extreme drought conditions. But it's certainly not looking too favorable for us to see, for these numbers to change here in the next week or so. We're probably still, I mean, we're going to be well below normal, and until we get a more consistent change in our flow pattern, probably will stay below normal. And like I said, the Climate Prediction Center is keeping us in equal chances of above or below, which really doesn't bode too well for us to see a whole lot of precipitation. Usually when that happens, it's, you know, we stay actually below. And in the way it's been going, I would imagine we're probably going to stay below normal. But the, you know, the rain that we will be getting this weekend will definitely help.
But a drop in the bucket, as you said.
Yeah, it's going to be a drop in the bucket.
All right, Doug. Well, thanks for filling us in. It's unfortunate news for our area. We certainly could use the rain, but it is what it is. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.